This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio. It's a Friday, and you know what that means, right? Time to shift gears and fire up another adventure motoring experience right here on the Capricorn Adventure. Taking us through all things on four wheels is our resident motoring journalist, Preshewin Naidu, always out and about, test driving, reviewing, and bringing us real-world impressions, you know, from behind the wheel. Today, he's serving up a double feature. First, a practical and road trip ready, a Mercedes-Benz Avito Tourer. And then we turn up the heat with the explosive soul-stirring, you know, Alfa Romeo Giulia. And, you know, something about what Preshewin does, he has finally managed to tame this car for a few days. Where it is, it's a quick, seductive, and overflowing with character. But we'll let him break it down for us on this Friday afternoon. He wraps it up with a motoring tip. I'm not forgetting a hot jam just to get us through the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Preshewin. Welcome back. How are you doing?
And yourself?
I'm great, man. Thank you so much for taking your time to be with us on the show. Really do appreciate it, Preshewin.
Always a blessing. Thank you.
All right. Now, let's start with the easy conversation, right? Take us through, you know, the Mercedes-Benz Vito Tourer. What's your take on this people mover?
You know, I thought it was lovely in all the right avenues. It carries that Mercedes-Benz prestige, the three-pointed star. Of course, who doesn't love it? But without the V-Class price tag. The V-Class is at about 2.2 million rand, whereas the Vito is about 1.4 million.
All right. Look, I'm actually looking at the price difference, but I'll get to that a bit later on. Now, out of, you know, on the open road, how did it perform and what did you make of the cabin refinement overall? Would you say the Vito is leading in its class?
Yes, so absolutely. It feels very refined, composed, and very compliant. I enjoyed the diesel engine most. It offers great torque, and it's much quieter than you'd expect with a smooth, subtle burble. But on the long road, I think return about 9.1 liters per kilometer. So definitely, I do wish I had time to take it on a long road trip to Durban. But, you know, time was not on my side, as I wish I could have. But, yeah, really lovely, really comfortable speed.
All right, now maybe this is the reason why you did not have time because of this hot topic, the Alfa Romeo Giulia. I mean, how was the drive and the overall experience?
Oh, my word, King Dash, it left me quite, I fell in love, perhaps. Maybe, you know, the Alfa Romeo Quadrifoglio, it's not just fast, it's awful. It has that unmistakable Italian heritage and passion. Underneath that hood, a 2.9-liter twin-turbocharger V6 from a Ferrari California. So, as you can imagine, of course, snaps, pops, and cracks, bumps, exhaust pipes, and my word, lots of power moving from that car. And you simply pop it into race mode, it turns the beast down, it turns up the antiques, and this beast becomes tail happy, raw, emotional, and just filthy, all in the right good places. I honestly, as you can hear, I was just enamored by it. Very, very fantastic.
But I want to find out from you, Preshewin, are you choosing this beast that you just explained over the M3, the BMW M3?
Yes. Yeah. What? Some colleagues said no. Someone said yes. I'm going for it because it's different. I think absolutely Italian flavor, different. You don't see it as often. And perhaps you might find, I mean, I can't say it on air because my girlfriend might be listening, but you might find a few good ideas to get in with you.
All right. Now, oh, wow, I'm still taken aback. What? The M3? But yeah, maybe because you experienced it, it's something different. Now, I mean, the Alfa Romeo is known for its, you know, emotional, unmistakably Italian design language. What do you think, you know, of this Giulia's styling and presence, especially in a performance sedan segment dominated by the Germans?
The Quadrifoglio is just timeless and unmistakably Italian. It's a wheel in black, striking red color. Beautiful, and the front grille just let me, that's my favorite thing about the car. They call it Trelogo, the Trelogo grille. But that being said, lots of fiber accents galore everywhere, from the front skirt, the front bumper, to the side skirt, spoiler, even bonnet, and even inside is carbon fiber bits galore. So it's lightweight, sculpted, and just elevates the performance. And yeah, you know, the Junior brings something that others struggle with, soul, beauty, and individuality.
All right. Now, you also took it on a road trip to Harry Smith with your partner in crime, Jessica Primo. How was that experience? Is it a comfortable chariot to command over the long distance?
Of course. You know, my gorgeous girlfriend loved it at first, but soon the inner hooligan came out, and I couldn't resist the downshifts, the pops, the tail wiggles, lots of giggles, and raised eyebrows from my side of the cabin. She was not pleased, to say the least, for those 3 hours. But I returned 13 liters per 100 kilometers, which is fair for something as powerful. And to be honest, the ride is stiff, basically a race car on the road, but you can daily drive it without bringing out the inner hooligan.
Most definitely. Now, before I let you go, Prashirin, we know that the Porsche 911, 912 Carrera S has always been your favorite. Now, let's speak about, you know, the Alfa Romeo Giulio Quadrolifo. Has it shifted the narrative for you?
Yes, it really has. I want one, even at around 2 million rand, even with the depreciation, I'd still take the plunge and get the Giulio Quadrifoglio. Character and your beauty, all in one.
Oh, say less. All right, Prashirin. So what's your motoring tip of the week, and close it off with a hot jam for the weekend?
All right. So give your brakes a health test once a month. Find a safe, empty stretch of road and do a firm but controlled stop from around 60 kilometers an hour. If the car pulls to one side, the pedal feels spongy, or you hear scraping, the brakes are telling you they need attention long before the warning that comes on. So let's end off with a hot jam by Victoria Monet on My Mama.
Most definitely, Prashirin. Thank you so much for the feedback on those cars, man. Do have yourself a fantastic weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one. And to the listeners out there, cheers.
Cheers, Prashirin. That is how we wrap it up. Do check him out, you know, for real world impressions and expert motoring insights. Follow him at Prashirin_Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.